At its peak, there were so many outbreaks of H1N1 flu, this children's hospital in Texas had to set up tents for its patients. 2 months later, the tents are down, and so are the number of people who are sick.
At some points, we were seeing as many as 70% of the patients testing positive for flu, and now it's down below 10%.
Hospitals in many cities across the United States are seeing the same decline in the number of H1N1 cases. Flu experts say the cities that were hit hardest with the flu last spring are seeing fewer cases now. There are also a smaller number of school closings.
I believe it's due to herd immunity. The virus has spread so widely in the United States to a point where about 22 million people probably have come into contact with the virus.
Officials at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say the virus is still widespread and is behaving in a way they expect.
So far, no change in the virus. It hasn't become more virulent or changed genetically. We still think the vaccine is an excellent match with this virus that's circulating.
But scientists in Norway say they have found a mutated form of the H1N1 virus in three of their patients. Two died. The mutation has caused a more severe form of the flu, but health officials don't expect the mutated form to spread. CDC officials still say that anyone not infected with the H1N1 virus should get the vaccine. They say even though the number of flu cases are declining in the U.S., a large number of people are still getting sick in some parts of the country.
We do not know how long this wave will last, whether there'll be multiple waves. We know that flu season can last until May.
And with the holiday season just around the corner, doctors say there may be another outbreak of the H1N1 flu when people start to travel. Elizabeth Lee, VOA News.